Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, let's talk to Aaron Fitt, D1 Baseball, who has been covering this sport for a long time and does it better than just about anybody else. Aaron, Mississippi State, let's start at the beginning. We were going to have you on, I remember, at the start of the season, and I was concerned because I thought, man, if State is what I think they're going to be, I don't know that I'll have a reason to have Aaron back on the show until maybe the end of the season. Instead, I think State has been one of the biggest surprises in college baseball this year. You know, you think about your early thoughts on the Bulldogs and where they are now. How do they all fit together?
Well, you know, Brian, I think we can all just admit I was right all along on this one.
Yeah.
Because I was there for the LSU series, and I wrote a column with the headline, Mississippi State is back, and I got mocked for it. I got mocked for it by State fans. I got mocked for it by LSU fans. Everyone wanted to say, oh, well, what does back mean? What is that? Oh, you, oh, well, they had one good game, one good weekend. You know what? They're good, guys. And it wasn't that hard to see it even early on. I mean, they have talent. You know, I was there a day that Kyle Steven got just crushed by LSU, and I still walked away saying, hey, this guy's good. Like, he's got good stuff. He was tipping his pitches that day, whatever it was, but not surprised to see the success he's had, not surprised to see the success that Cinch has had. That's a good 1-2 punch. They've got, you know, it's one of the few staffs, I feel like, in college baseball right now, certainly around the SEC, where they got real impact arm to get outs, and it's a separator. I mean, there's not a lot of pitching to go around these days, and certainly their offense is you know, a quality group as well, with some star power there and some balance. I just think that, yes, they're a surprise to some degree, but I mean, you know, we thought they were kind of lying in the weeds heading into the season, and then early in the year, you know, and I don't think I'm the only one who thought this way, but like when we got to look at them early, we're like, hey, I think they're actually pretty good. And so, you know, they that's kind of proven itself out.
Is there an assistant coach in college baseball that you can remember in the last, you know, few years that has come in and had the kind of impact that Justin Parker has had on this pitching staff? Because, I mean, this staff has shaved 3 earned runs a game off of what they were doing a year ago. They're not walking the park anymore. It's been an incredible turnaround, and I feel like Parker deserves a lion's share of the credit.
Yeah, he certainly deserves a lot. I mean, you know, he's done a great job. And you know, again, like I'm a big Scott Foxhall guy, and he won a national title there. He did a lot of good stuff there. He's got a great track record, but sometimes, you know, a change of scenery is just what it takes. And certainly Parker has done a really good job, and you know, you got to credit the arms there for working hard and getting better. And, you know, some of the guys they brought in, Steven being one of them, have provided a boost. They've been able to stay healthier this year on the mound. So there's a lot that goes into it, but certainly throwing strikes is number one, and they've really done a much better job of that.
Kyle Steven, you mentioned him. I think you can make a very legitimate case that he's the second best Friday night starter in the SEC. He's going to face the best Friday night starter far and away this weekend with Hagan Smith. This is a great matchup, and we talked about it on the podcast yesterday. I mean, the winning team, the team who wins this series, might only score 15 to 20 runs total in 3 games. You know, how key is it going to be this Friday night matchup? Can State get to Hagan Smith in any way?
Yeah, and that's something that nobody's been able to do this year. I mean, you know, since James Madison the first week, yeah. when he there was terrible weather and he didn't get out of the first inning or whatever, or the second inning. Since then, I mean, even including that game, I don't think they've lost the game that he started this year. I think they're undefeated on Hagan Smith starts. And so, it's, you know, we know what we're up against here. I mean, it's a game you go out there and you do what you can. And you know, if you don't beat Hagan Smith, it's not the end of the world. I mean, there's still, as we saw last week with Kentucky, you still win the next 2 games. You got a much better chance to win the next 2 games, even though they have obviously other good arms as well. You know, Tiger and Molina are real guys too, but you know, Hagan Smith is just a different level. It's a historic season that he's having, and it's a daunting task. It doesn't mean he's unbeatable, but you know, the whole team's got to play an A+ game to beat him.
Arkansas these last 2 weeks hasn't played their best baseball. I think they would tell you that. You know, they weren't sharp against Florida, and obviously they lost a series to Kentucky. State, since they dropped that Ole Miss series, you can make an argument they are playing their best baseball. Are we going to get this a situation where State's peaking and Arkansas sliding back a little bit, and you know, maybe there's a way State can come out of this series? This is not a series State has done well in under Chris Lemonis. I think he's 1-11 against the Hogs as a coach. Is there a chance here, you know, for State to go up there and pull off a series win?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the reason being exactly what you just said. You know, it feels like State for the last 3+ weeks now has played really good baseball. I mean, especially the pitching. I mean, that really, again, really stands out in this day and age of crazy offense. They're pitching it well. And Arkansas is not hitting it well, you know, and they're definitely in a funk. And their offense hasn't been awesome all year long, but right now they're just kind of they're fighting it, you know, and even on the mound after Hagen Smith wasn't as good this past weekend, you know. So it does feel like Arkansas is a little bit vulnerable. You know the Hogs are going to get up for this series, just as State will. Coming back home, I mean, I still like Arkansas at home. There's something like 31-2 at home, I think, this
Yeah,
year. I don't know if I have that right, but
that's
they've
correct. Yeah.
yeah, okay. I mean, they're really good at home. And so, and yeah, it's daunting, but no, it wouldn't shock me if State went in there and won that series just because they're playing better baseball right now.
Let's talk about hosting and D1 baseball projections came out yesterday, and kind of ironic, you had Mississippi State tied in with Fayetteville. State is the 12 national seed overall. My question is going to be twofold, I guess. Kendall said with us on Sports Talk Mississippi that he thought State would have to play their way out of being a host at this point. Do you agree with that? Do you think that right now, unless something unusual happens, Mississippi State will be a host site when we get there?
So yeah, basically what I think Kendall's suggesting is, you know, if State can go 3-3 in the last 2 weekends of SEC play, which at Arkansas, I mean, you get one maybe, and then you take two out of three against Missouri. That's probably the most likely path. But then they could also sweep Missouri. But let's say they go 3-3. You know, that gets them to 17-13 in the league, which is usually a pretty good bet to host at that point if you got an RPI in the top 20, which seems like it's likely to be the case at the end of the day. It's still not a guarantee. If you look at history, I mean, Mark Etheridge had a great piece breaking this down on our
Aaron, you there?
You know, again, they're sitting here at 14-10 right now. They could absolutely go 4-2. You know, maybe they get one game in Fayetteville and sweep Missouri, or maybe they, you know, take two out of three of both those series could happen. If they get to 18, they're definitely hosting. I think if they get to 17, they got a pretty nice shot at it. I think it's maybe overstating it to say that they, you know, they'd have to play their way out of it, because even at 17-13, with kind of a borderline top 16 type RPI, you're not a lock, but you got a decent shot at it.
Is there a best case scenario here? Let's say State, would State have to win the series with Arkansas, sweep Missouri, get a couple in the SEC tournament to possibly find their way into the top eight, or is that just out of reach at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think if they, let's say they, you know, go 5-1 those last 2 weekends, right? Like you were saying, you know, that gets them to 19 wins in conference. And now all of a sudden, you know, and you would think there's going to be a nice RPI boost if they can win two out of three in Fayetteville. You know, all of a sudden that RPI is going to be up there. Yeah, sure, they could play their way into the top eight. You know, and we see that all the time. These last 2 or 3 weeks, teams make those kind of surges. It seems like there's always somebody who does that. So it's definitely not decided by any means that, you know, at this point what their destiny is. They can absolutely climb into the top eight. It's just, you know, not going to be easy, but they can do it.
How does the committee, to your knowledge, view the Governor's Cup? It's a midweek game. It's against Ole Miss, so it's an
Yeah.
SEC opponent, but it doesn't count in the SEC standings. Do they count that as an SEC win?
My understanding is they do that. They all games against conference opponents kind of just go into one big bag, and that includes conference tournament and non-conference midweek games, and they're all evaluated the same. I don't know that they should be, because I think weekend games just plain do matter more. That's when your best guys are going against the other team's best guys. I think midweek games are part of the puzzle, but I don't think they should have the same weight with the committee as weekend conference games. But I think they do.
One last question, and let's do a big picture college baseball question. You got four SEC teams that you would call elite this year: Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas A&M. All of them would be first-time national champions if they were to get that far. If you had to pick one, who would you pick?
Wow. You know, I know my colleague Kendall would pick the Aggies, and you know, you can sort of make a case that they're the most complete team. Tennessee is scary, obviously, offensively, just as A&M is. Kentucky's had a great year. I mean, they're obviously a legit contender at this point. You have to take them seriously. I like the way they play. It's a more interesting style than just sit back and bash the 3-run home run. I like that. But I can't walk away from Arkansas's pitching, and you know, it's just a matter of whether their pitching is peaking at the right time. But if it is, if you know, Smith and Tiger to Molina are all locked in when it matters in June, with plus obviously they got lots of great bullpen arms as well. But I mean, I just think that's a separator. And we see it every year. You know, once you get to Omaha, you can mash your way to Omaha. Everyone can, especially in all these bandbox ballparks that all these teams play in the SEC and the ACC. I mean, there's tons of home runs. When you get to Omaha, it's not a bandbox. Now, you know, the ball still is flying more than it used to. It's not 2013 anymore. We can see some home runs in Omaha, which is great, but you're not really going to go there and, you know, generally speaking, rely on the long ball and win the national title. You got to be able to shut some people down. And we saw that with LSU last year with, you know, Skeens and Hurd and those guys. Wake Forest was the best team for most of the season last year. They had that kind of pitching. They got to the Final Four. I just think you got to have that when you get to Omaha to win it all. And you know, I think Arkansas really does. And to me, I know their offense is not imposing. At this point, you have to acknowledge that that's a little bit of a weakness, but it hasn't stopped them. I mean, they're going to be at home all the way through the postseason, and as I said, they're 31-2 at home. So, I like their chances to get to Omaha, and once they do, I like their pitching. So, I'm sticking with my preseason pick. I'm sticking with Arkansas.
I got to tell you, Aaron, this time last year, I had already moved on to college football. I can't tell you how great it is to be talking college baseball in May and looking forward to the possible return of the words, the Starkville Regional. Looking forward to it. Aaron Fitt, D1 Baseball. If you are a college baseball fan and you are not a D1 Baseball subscriber, you are not actually a college baseball fan. That's all I'm going to say to you. So make your subscription today. Aaron, appreciate your time, man.
All right, Brian, you got it.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.